Hello, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show. And I am so happy to be here in the warmth. I tell you, we've had snow for the last couple of days in the North Georgia mountains, and we ran out of gas today. The gas man didn't come, so we have been literally freezing in the house. Thank goodness we have a fire. I'm so excited tonight. I have a very dear young person who his name is Anna, and she is one of the illustrators for the Angel Anya's Magic Heart book that I wrote, and she's one of the illustrators. She helps children and parents to come together in understanding in the matters of the heart. So welcome, Anna. How are you this evening?
I am doing just fine, Victoria.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I want to just tell you that your illustrations in the Angel Anya's Magic Heart, which can be found on Amazon.com, by the way, folks, for everybody's Christmas gifts, they're quite beautiful. And I want to know how you learned to draw so beautifully, because you're a wonderful artist. How did you do that?
Well, you just use your creative mind and you paint the picture.
Well, that's beautiful, and I appreciate you sharing that. Now, you're going to be on the show tonight. I wanted to ask you, because you're a young person, and, you know, we have a lot of parents listening on, and I want to ask you, how does a parent best work with a young person to get them to say, oh, I don't know, do their homework when they don't want to? What's your advice as a young person to tell parents?
Well, my advice as a young person to tell parents is that they probably need some, if you probably need to get them on Time for Learning, because that's a great website.
Oh, that is a good, like, so in other words, if a child
and
doesn't want to.
It's full of action.
Yeah. So if a child doesn't want to do their homework, maybe it's because it's boring. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you a question, because my show tonight, Anna, is going to be on angels. And I just want to, before you, I know that you have to get off soon, but I want to ask you, what do you think about angels? What do you think about angels?
Oh, I enjoy angels. They're so peaceful. And kids, if you do see angels, remember, they're your guide. They're your guide. They're here to help you, not to scare you.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to other children that are young that have seen angels, Anna? I mean, do a lot of kids see angels and they just don't tell their parents?
They get a little scared. They're afraid that the ghost might haunt them if they tell their parents. So, yeah, they're scared. But, kids, it's okay.
But an angel isn't a ghost. So,
no.
So, yeah. Okay, good. So they think
angels
they
don't
may
haunt.
Yeah, exactly. So what you're saying is that parents need to help their children to know the difference between a ghost and an angel, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, good. I like that.
And a ghost haunts you. An angel doesn't. It's just here to help.
Well, listen, Anna, I want to ask you, do you know your guardian angel's name? Have you ever talked to your guardian angel?
Oh, yes. My guardian angel's name is Unicorn Princess Healer.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful name. And I bet your angel, guardian angel, looks like a unicorn. Do you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that is so neat. Well, listen, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Anna, for being here tonight, because I know that you have very special gifts, and I know that you one day are going to be a healer yourself, and you're going to have your own radio show, aren't you?
Yes, someday.
What, do you think you'll talk to people about animals and angels and all that type of thing?
Oh, definitely. If I ever have my own radio show, I dream about talking about the wondrous joys of animals.
Well, you sound like an incredible young lady, and I want to have you back on my show again sometime. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, sure. Anytime is fine. Anytime, anywhere.
Well, I want to also, before you say goodnight, I want to invite everybody to go to Amazon.com or AskSpiritNow.com and order Angel Anya's Magic Heart, because it is a wonderful story about a little girl named Angel Anya who comes down to Earth. And you drew all the pictures, didn't you? Most of them anyway, Anna. Didn't you draw a lot of them?
Yeah, I drew a lot of them. I inspired them to
become
so good.
Well, they're beautiful pictures. And I can tell you right now, they come from the heart. And that's where I feel like you come from. I can just feel how you just come from the heart. And listen, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. I know that you have things you have to do, but I want to thank you, Anna, from the bottom of my heart. And I know the listeners have enjoyed you. And we'll have you back on another time, okay?
Okay.
Good night. Yeah.
Goodbye, Miss Victoria.
Goodbye. Well, that was Anna, and make sure you go buy her book, Angel Anya's Magic Card. It's a beautiful story that she has illustrated. Tonight, I want to talk a lot about angels, and I tell you what prompted me to, I woke up this morning and I said, well, I don't know what to talk to everybody tonight. And by the way, I am taking live calls for discussions and short readings, but I was sitting there at the piano. I was playing the piano today and I was just singing away, and I was singing this song called Angels We Have Heard on High. And I said, oh my goodness, that's what I want to talk about tonight, because angels are so much a part of our lives, and that's why I called my website as well as my show, Ask Spirit Now, because there's so many angels out there in all shapes and forms, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that tonight, because, you know, you have archangels, you know, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, we have so many of them, and the archangels oversee the guardian angels. And I know people, a lot of y'all already know this, but, you know, I'll just share you my viewpoint of it, that we each have our own guardian angel who's been protecting us from birth. I mean, it's easy to contact them because they are always with us. I mean, you can pray, you can tell your guardian angel that you need help, and you can honestly say, you know, angel, I really need to communicate with you. I need some help right now. And then just be aware of the messages you receive. Oh, my goodness, you can get them on a walk. You can get them through your intuition during quiet meditations. And I've even gotten one from listening to TV. I turned the TV on one time. Didn't even really care to listen. There was the message I had been waiting for all day. So, you know, just pay close attention, because they can whisper in your ear. Very, very quiet. And sometimes you can feel the faintest little, just a glimpse of air on you, and you know that they're there. Your guardian angel stands in front pretty much of the left ventricle, the left part of your heart. And by the way, that's where your Akashic records are kept. And, you know, I do Akashic record readings, and you get into a lot of that when you do past life regression. So that's, you know, a little bit about the guardian angel. There's so much more, but that's basically it. But the archangels oversee the guardian angels. And typically what is written by many is that they're usually stronger, they're larger, and they're more powerful. Now, and, you know, of course, this is really dependent on how you believe, but some people say that there are only four: Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. And then some people say there's seven. And then I have a deck of cards that some people have many, 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 infinite number of archangels. And I have also, you know, studied and read that we're going to meet additional archangels in the near future, because we're going to be discovering planets, other areas of our lives that we don't know about right now, and we're going to find out more. Now, most of you already know this, but archangels are not religious. In other words, they help everyone. If you are never been to church in your life, an archangel will still be there for you. If you go to the Catholic church, they're still going to be there for you. If you're a Baptist or Unity or whatever, they have no, you know, religious issue with any of them. They're non-denominational, if you're made, you know. But they're able to be with each and every one of us. And it's very interesting, because archangels, as well as angels and spirit guides, they don't have any kind of space and time restrictions. So it was very interesting. A friend of mine that I had just recently met, his sister, came up to the house, and we were doing some readings and just having a very, very wonderful time. And, you know, I knew that Archangel Michael was with him. But I can promise you that if I was doing a reading at that very same time, Archangel Michael could be a million other places. So it was very, very interesting, because the angels are there for us. We always have to ask, y'all, because I will share that story again. When I was out in California many years ago, and I was on a railroad track and out in the middle of the desert, and I literally did not have anybody with me, my two beautiful collies. And I was walking on a railroad track, and I did not, you know, I was just happy, go lucky, and I was very, very excited and just at peace and happy to be out, not working, and just, you know, really enjoying my life. And all of a sudden, I heard this very soft voice that said, "You need to get off now." And I mean, it was like now. It was so soft, though, and it wasn't screaming, and it wasn't, it was an urgency, but it was so profound that it was, most humans would have been screaming, "Get off the train, lady, get off the train." Well, I looked back, and there was a train. And I did not hear it. I grabbed my two dogs. I mean, and they just knew. They must have known. And I took them off to the side of the railroad track. How we did not get killed, well, it wasn't our time. And what I want to share with you about that, and by the way, when the train went by, it wasn't a real long train, thankfully, because we were both, all three of us, the two dogs and myself, we're just in almost in shock. When the train left, he was not there. And there was no way that he could have driven up or walked up. And it was an angel. And I learned later that, for me, I learned that it was Archangel Michael. Now, the reason why I mention that is, one, that it was a miracle story for me. But secondly, I did not ask Archangel Michael or any of the angels to be there with me, because I didn't know I was in danger. But when you are in danger and it is not your time, an angel will come and take you and keep you safe and away from danger. And that is why so many people who've had wrecks, they survive, and people say, "Well, how in the world did that happen?" Well, it happened because it wasn't their time, and the angel just took them out so that they would not get harmed. So I think that's just an incredible story. Now, you know, it's very important to know that the different archangels. Now, Archangel Ariel means lion or lioness of God. And Ariel is an archangel of the earth, because she works tirelessly for all the elemental kingdom and all of the animals. And so if you're, you know, concerned about animals or an injured wild bird, call on Archangel Ariel and she will come and help. And there are so many archangels, and well, one of my favorite, of course, is Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel means God is my strength. And Gabriel in early Renaissance paintings is portrayed as a female archangel. But later on, you know, around 325, when the Council of Nicaea's massive editing of all the scriptures, when the reincarnation was taken out of the Bible and all of that, at that point, Gabriel became a male. And it just was referred to later as a male archangel. So, whether you want to reference Gabriel as a she, I prefer to think of her as a she. But, you know, this has more to do with children and early childhood and overcoming fear, that type of thing. There are many, many other angels that Archangel Michael means he who is God, or he who looks like God. So it's the archangels who release us from all of our fears. So if you're having a difficult situation in your life, go to bed at night, say tonight, and, you know, something's eating at you, and so to speak. And, you know, you're like, how do I get a handle on this situation? I want to release this from my life. I have a fear of letting go for guilt or something else like that. And when that happens, just ask Archangel Michael to come down and release your fear. Take your fear away and put it into a column of light and let it go up to be healed. Because, you know, calling on an archangel if you're confused about anything or any major life circumstance can make a very, very big difference. So now I am seeing messages here, and let me see if I can get her. I have a caller on the line, and let me see. What is your name?
Hi, this is Lisa. Hello.
Well, hi, Lisa, and I apologize for having you wait. I didn't realize there was anybody on there.
Oh,
I think there's a
no,
yes.
No worries at all. I was listening.
Good. Where are you calling from, Lisa?
Oh, I'm from California.
Oh, good. Have I talked to you before?
Like a month ago, I think I've called
you. I thought that you sounded familiar. What is your question tonight, or did you want to make a comment on the angels? What's your...
Well, I actually do have a question. I have been working with angels for a while now, and spirit guides and just, you know, things that I think that are actually protecting me and guiding me at this point. I feel like I've been doing a lot of work on myself, but I feel so like I'm blocking work, or somehow or another, I'm not working, and I know that it's because of blockages.
I know. I have talked to you. Yes. Okay.
So I wanted to know if you could see if the angels have any messages for me in regards to releasing those blocks or anything I need to do in order to move them out of the way, heal them so that I can move forward.
Well, first off, the answer is yes, you are correct. There are some areas there that whenever we don't bring in, Lisa, whenever we don't allow our abundance in, it is usually because we're blocking it in some way. Now, I will tell you that I feel a little bit in your throat chakra, but I also feel it in your heart chakra. And what I'm feeling, and the first thing I got while you were talking, is that spirit is leading you in a very creative way. And I know that if I remember correctly, you're an actress. Is that correct?
You're really good.
Yeah, I remember that. And I feel that, and it's very interesting because I feel that there's some creativity here, but I also get a feeling, I get a viewpoint here. I feel that there's something in the acting business that you could be doing that will bring in, it's almost like you get to get yourself out there a little bit more. Now, I don't mean necessarily promotion or anything like that, but I feel like there's another aspect of it that you could go into, and I keep seeing this. Let me just tell you what I see, Lisa, and then we'll have to go from there because it will make more sense if I can just share it with you. What I keep seeing you is at this desk, not that you want to be at a desk. That's not what where I'm going, but I keep seeing you out there doing something else but still going to auditions. Do you go to a lot of auditions right now?
I have been up until last week. Yes, I was very busy.
So basically then it's not that you're not getting the auditions. It's that you're not getting the callbacks and then obviously the job. Is that what you're mainly concerned about?
The job, because I have been getting callbacks too. It just hasn't been landing all of the jobs.
it what now? I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
I just haven't been landing the jobs.
Right. Okay. And you know what? I have to share something with you. I know how difficult. I used to be an actress, but the other thing is I wanted to share with you a friend of mine went through the same thing. He does a lot of character acting out there, and he would go and get and callbacks and could be the, you know, the last two calling, and he would not get the job. And then all of a sudden he took the attitude of, I already have the job. I already have it. So, you know, now there might be a shift there in your viewpoint of sometimes actors, and I know that it's hard because I've done it. Is that you think, oh my gosh, if I don't get this, what's going to happen? And what I'm feeling right now is that I would almost, well, I feel like that you are going to start getting some more jobs. I feel like there's just a little bit of shift in the, actually, it probably feels more like the root chakra as well. It probably starts in the root chakra. So I would almost get, I'll tell you what I would recommend, and you can come to me or you can go to somebody out in California, but I would recommend getting a past life regression on this, or I would recommend maybe getting some you know, energy work on it. Now, I mean, I do that long distance. I do past life regressions. But if you want to do it in California, I just feel that is the solution to what you're needing to do right now. Because I feel like just talking about it is not going to handle it, okay? But I will tell you this. I would put it out. I'd write it out on a piece of paper tonight before you go to sleep. And I would say, Spirit, take my fears away. Take the block away from me getting the jobs, you know, because if you're getting the callbacks, then that's a good thing. And I would just say, take the blocks away from me getting the jobs. And I mean, that's the only thing that I would do, but I would recommend some energy work on you. And that's what that's my best guidance for you.
Then I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I feel that would be the best thing because, you know, anybody that's getting callbacks, listen, that's a lot better than most people get. So there is something, just a little something that needs to be twisted. Now, I will, you know, I will tell you a little miracle story, though, and I want to share this with you.
Uh-huh.
There was a girl out there that was not a well-known actress at all, and she tried out for a soap opera. And there were some very, very well-known people that had been on soaps for years that were vying for this part, you can imagine. And this was about 10 years ago. And she went in. She was so happy to have even gotten the call back. She was up against like four other people. And she went in with all of her totally. I knew her manager. We had the same manager. And she told me, she said, you know, my manager told me, this girl felt she already had the job. She says, I've already won to even have been called back. And do you know that she felt it so deep in her heart, she ended up getting the job over some of the more.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't a fake. I feel great about it. She really did. She was very touched that she was in the final four or final. Yeah. I think it was the final four. And, she really believed she had already won. And by golly, you know, with that attitude, she got it.
Yeah.
So that's just something to share with you. So.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome, and I appreciate you calling back in, and I hope you'll listen in for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So, well, great. And just get some energy work, get a past life regression on this issue, and I think that'll start to unblock that, and it'll be probably the best thing you could do for yourself, okay?
That's what I'm going to do. Cool.
Okay, sounds good. And thanks for calling in. Okay. I just want to share with you, Archangel Michael and all of our archangels, they are here for us. And that, you know, Lisa had very, very wonderful insight to know that when we don't get what we're knowing that we're supposed to be doing, and, you know, when someone knows that they're supposed to be an actress, they know that that's what they're supposed to do. It's very good to ask Archangel Michael to take away those blocks. And there are many other. Now, Archangel Raphael means God heals. And he's more in charge of personal healing. Like if you have a health issue, something's going on with an injury or an illness or something, including your animals, you can ask Archangel Raphael to help with that. And, you know, listen, if you're building any kind of a private healing practice, Archangel Raphael is definitely the one to help with that, and it's quite awesome. Now, there are so many other archangels, and, you know, if somebody wants to know about it, there are many, many books out there that give you information on that. Now, one of my favorites is Archangel Uriel, who is the God of Light, and he pours light upon any kind of situation that needs to have more light as opposed to darkness in it. And problem solving abilities. He'd be good for you, Lisa, to, you know, call in on him. And especially situations where you can't think clearly and you need to find answers. So those are just some of the archangels. As I said earlier, some people only believe there are four, but I believe there are a lot more. And I've talked to many, many other healers that believe that as well. Now, we also have ascended masters, and ascended masters are people who are beings who have walked this earth. They have been either, they could be have been anybody, but they are usually teachers or healers or people that have been great spiritual, you know, leaders in this world, and they help us from their spirit world. And I'll give you a few examples of some ascended masters. One is Jesus, Moses, Kuan Yin, Mary, Yoganda, a lot of the yogis. Who have transcended a lot of their physical restrictions come back as these types of ascended masters. And there are many, many more. But you can always call upon them to help you in any situation. And as well, we have nature angels. And I want to share something that I believe strongly about angels, because animals have angels all around them. And I took a beautiful picture of my golden retriever a couple of months ago. And she had, actually it was, I think we just had a little bit of snow. So it wasn't a couple of months ago. It was maybe a month ago. And I had taken pictures of all my dogs, but only my Goldie had orbs all over her. I mean, it was, it just was huge amounts of orbs. And it was quite beautiful. And I, of course, saved the picture because it was so beautiful. I've never seen that ever on any of my dogs. And at first I thought it was something from the snow. And I said, no, because the other dogs didn't have it. But animals, in my viewpoint, have both a body and a soul. And they are connected to their own group ego. And this group ego is, of course, of a spiritual nature. And animals do not have ego consciousness or eye awareness. I mean, can you imagine putting a kitten in, at the White House and saying, run the country? I mean, they're not, they just don't have that, that ego or eye awareness. But when an animal dies and changes forms, the animal forms that come in are like fresh creations of the group. And when they, like, just say that a dog has been treated absolutely beautifully and they have learned to communicate, and the people, like my dogs, feel like they're part of the family and they're consulted on how they feel. What do you want to eat? You know, they are actually consulted as actually existing in the world. They're not just something that sits and, you know, you don't talk to them and they're just there for you to pet. And because of that, they will go back to their group when they transcend, and they will share this with them, and it brings up the consciousness of animals and pets. And so the kinder we are to pets, the greater gift we're doing. Have you ever heard that story that if you are kind to an animal, you have an angel up in heaven named after you? Because being kind to an angel, a pet, is one of the kindest, besides, you know, of course, human beings, but we're talking about, you know, animals right now. Being kind to an animal is one of the kindest things anyone can ever do. Just, and I'll tell you a quick story today. My daughter and I, it was freezing cold. It was like 10 degrees here. We had no heat in the house because the gas man got lost and a couple of weeks ago and never called to tell me that he couldn't find the house. And he was a new guy. And so we didn't get our propane gas, and then it ran out today. And so we were walking up, it was freezing cold outside, and we kept hearing the horses, not our horses, our neighbor's horses. We felt them, that they were hungry. So we went up there and fed them. And just something, you have no idea, the look in those two horses' eyes when we came up there and gave them hay. I mean, it was the greatest gift anyone could ever have. And those, that's that animal speaking to you, saying thank you. You know, thank you for caring enough about us on this freezing day to give us hay. Now, of course, the family was sick, and I knew that they were not able to do it as often as you know, that they normally do it. So I went over there. We wanted to do that for them. But the group soul of an animal knows change, and they know metamorphosis and the severing of the members, which then extend into the physical. So the loss of these members, and they know all of this. And at death, there is this absorption of the temporary soul back into the group soul. So each member brings back into the group soul its own quota of what happened on that life. And I think that is just so beautiful, because I do believe, if you've been listening to my show in the last month or two, I've had Joy Turner on, who is a pet communicator, and Brett Atwater, who I've had on several times, who is a pet reincarnation expert. And it's so wonderful to hear them, because it's so nice to know that, you know, certain animals can evolve to human consciousness, by the way. I mean, there's a pet that I met by one of the directors up at Delphi. We all know that when Bella comes back, you know, she's going to come back as a human. We already know that, because certain species of animals, such as dogs especially, have a lot more highly evolved evolution, because they have had more contact with man, and through human beings they have learned love, and that helps them to evolve to the human consciousness. So that's just my viewpoint. That's the training that I've had. And the individualization that lifts an entity from the animal kingdom into the human can take place only from certain types of domestic animals, such as dogs and cats. And by no means is it widespread, even among those groups. So it depends on, you know, if you have a wild cat, it's not going to come back the next life as a human, because it hasn't had the contact and the beautiful love, understanding, to be able to evolve into that consciousness. Now, you know, I wanted to share something. And, you know, if we have another caller, just, you know, tune on in and call on in for your I'd love to hear your discussions on this. If you have some ideas about this or viewpoints or angel stories. Oh my goodness. I'd love to hear your angel stories. There's a listener that we, that I have. I believe he's out in California named Michael. I call him Angel Michael. He has sent me beautiful angels and, I keep one in my car. I keep one. There's several places I have one. And it's always such a reminder that the angels are always here protecting us. And, he always has said he has a beautiful angel that he created. I'm looking at it right now, that I have right in front of me. Beautiful golden wings and hair and a beautiful purple gown. It's just quite magnificent. So I always thank you, Michael, if you're listening. Now, I want to mention something about God appearing as an angel because this happens many times in the Bible. Now, I'm an ordained minister, but I'm not of any, you know, any doctrine. But I did get something off. I wanted to read a little bit off of the internet. I had gotten some things about the Bible and translations because so many times I talk to people about the angels and that are very religious and they say, oh yeah, you know, they're, but not angels now. They don't believe in them now. Some do, some don't. But it's very interesting because the angel of the Lord appears, I believe in Genesis. And it talks about the angel of the Lord is the servant of Abraham. And there's so much in the Bible about all of the different angels. And it's very unique to me that I feel that a lot of people that, you know, in today's world don't necessarily believe in it. But if you look into the Bible, it talks about angels all the time. They're angel messengers and angel of the Lord comes down and then you have angels as God's messengers to people. And I believe this is probably the most commonly stated purpose of an angel in the Bible is that they are now, oh, talking about regular angels. And although God sometimes communicated with people personally, he also communicated through an angel. And sometimes I have had people that have called me or written to me and said, well, you know, if I talk to an angel, if I say Archangel Raphael or Michael or Uriel or any of the angels, help me, am I not going against God? And I'm like, well, no, because angels are God's messengers. And when you're talking to the angels, God is the one who created all of this. Spirit created all of the angels and the archangels. And so when you're talking to an angel, you're just speaking with a messenger of God. And I feel that sometimes it's easier for us to be able to communicate with entities that we can have connection with. And sometimes people have that very understanding, beautiful understanding, I should say, of what an angel looks like. It's like Michael from California's angels. You know, he puts them in human form. Are they really in human form? No, but we can communicate with them. And I guess one of the funniest angels is the one from, you know, Michael that John Travolta played in. I mean, that was hysterical. I still laugh. Used to watch it every Thanksgiving because it was such a good representation of, you know, that angels aren't always just, you know, the way that we all see them. But it's very interesting how angels have, you know, in the book of Daniel, the angel is referred to as the man clothed in linen. And all those angels, you know, according to the Bible, Daniel stood his ground when the angel appeared. The men accompanying Daniel were overwhelmed with terror and fled the scene. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not. That's just what's in the Bible that, you know, the current Bible. But the message the angel had for Daniel, if I remember correctly, was some sort of a revelation of the future. And although this revelation is difficult to interpret probably in today's world, many have tried and the metaphysics, you know, folks have a different way of doing it. What happened is that it gave insight into what angels are like. And, you know, Daniel probably did interpret it. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I'm not going to even get into that. But when we talk about a man in linen, you know, we're looking at someone that may be in, you know, human form. But human, I have seen angels. I mean, you know, that story that I told you earlier, that was an angel in human form. There is no doubt in my mind that that was Archangel Michael that came to, you know, to save me. Now, according to the biblical folks, you know, angels don't get married. Well, I mean, of course not, because they've never been here on earth. My understanding is that people that want, if you're an angel, you have never ever occupied a human form. So, you know, if you're an angel, you know that you don't, You haven't been here on this earth. Now, I have many guardian angels that are around me that have been here on earth. My sister, who passed away in 2002 from cancer, is one of my guardian angels. And I had a very close friend, Chiquita Berry, who passed away last summer. She is a guardian angel. So there are many guardian angels that each all of us have that do not necessarily, you know, they've been here on this earth. And what I think is so fascinating about that is that they have understanding of what we go through. Because if you've been here on this earth, you know what it's like. And, you know, there'll be many times that I will talk to my sister and I'll say, you know, Aunt Dougie, why'd you leave me? You know, why'd you do this? You know, because I miss her. And there were some other situations that she had kind of left me to handle by myself. And I was like, hello, why'd you do this? And she always says, you know, you can do it. You know, you can always do this. So now our spirit guides and healers are, and we all have them. Usually, I mean, who knows how many? I just don't know. You have as many as you want, I suppose. But our spirit guides and healers are like nice people, really, really nice people who exist in a high realm, a high astral realm. And they haven't ascended yet. And that's like my, you know, like my sister, she's a spirit guide. But they're still working in connection with us on the earth plane. And I think that's very fascinating because they still can heal from our healing. So let's just say that you have a family member that passed on and you have, you know, family situations that have not been healed yet, but you here on this planet Earth, say your name is Sue, and you know it is your job to pretty much part of your soul contract to heal that soul contract that the family never handled, and that maybe your mother or father had. And when you are handling it, you can help them ascend higher, you know, on their realm too as well. Now, some examples of a spiritual guide or healer would be a shaman or a spiritual doctor. I mean, no, Dr. Rohan, when I'm doing Rohan, he's always in communication. And a lot, there's another doctor that I communicate with that has already ascended. And they come down when I'm doing my healings to assist me. They have their assistants and they have their cosmic beings. And what happens is they channel through individuals who want to share their spiritual knowledge and abilities. So when you hear someone say, oh, I'm a channel, and I can channel in Archangel Michael, or I can channel in, you know, this specific person, that's what they're doing. They're able to open their physical vibration high enough so that these masters and guides and healers can come in and channel their spiritual knowledge and their help to help us here on earth right now. And I think that's incredible. And of course, your guardian angel, like I had mentioned earlier, they've just been with us from birth. It's easy to contact them because they're always with us. I mean, you can always just say, okay, guardian angel, if you don't know their name, you can always just know who they are, and they will be, you know, like Anna said at the early part of the show, hers is a unicorn. And I'm sure children have them a lot, and they may not talk about them because they may think people don't want to, you know, feel that they're odd. But the Global Village School, I know that's where my daughter goes, they work with children and help them to understand through educating them so that they don't have to go through the traditional education that makes people feel crazy for seeing angels and feeling them and understanding them. And so it's very, you know, it's a very good school for any of you who are listening that want a unique school for your children all the way up through the 12th grade. So it's quite awesome. And there are a lot of times when I do readings, well, not a lot of times, always, I always have angels come in, and I always have my spiritual guides and the spiritual guides of the person that I'm working with to help me so that I can communicate with them directly and know what I'm supposed to know. And be aware when you're getting readings, whether it be from me or someone else, if angels don't want you to know it, it's not the right time for you to know it, you will not receive that information. So just always remember that. But, you know, just to give you a little summation, Michael grants miracles. He fosters mercy and forgiveness, truth and purity, and he's all about protection. When you think of Michael, you think of red, love of mankind and strength. And his angelic energy enters at the root chakra and travels all the way up. So just remember that if you see some angel that has a red presence, it's usually Archangel Michael. Gabriel is usually has to do with expression. I just drank some water. And he often appears with the color blue. Primary messenger of God. And he brings announcements, prophecies, revelations, visions. You know, a lot of people have these visions when they're writing. And Gabriel a lot of times helps people with their writing. He works through our dreams and our meditation and pretty much gives strength to our whole body. I mean, his angelic energy pretty much comes through the limbs more and just gives that strength to the whole body. Now, Raphael is often appears with the color green, and he has a lot to do with healing. So if you're going through any kind of healing, whether it be emotional or physical, call on Raphael because he helps us with our courage. His angelic energy enters the solar plexus. It's the third chakra up and gives that fire of the vitality to the whole body. So if you're wanting to really feel better about a situation, if you're going through some healing, if you've lost someone, or you're, you know, going through changes in your job, just any kind of healing that you're going through, remember to bring in his energy in your solar plexus and say, please help me. I don't even know how to help myself. I have done that, y'all, so many times. I don't even know how to help myself. Just do something for me. And I have always had miracles. I have never, ever not had a miracle with that. Sometimes I forget to ask, but when I do, that's always the way it works. Uriel is the archangel of earth and is pretty much the angel of literature, music, and he's also the angel of the crossover angel. And, you know, she can help with healing and cosmic rhythm. And if somebody that you know is about to pass over something, call on Archangel Uriel and she will be there. I know that sometimes I call her he, but a lot of times I think of archangels as masculine, but they're masculine and feminine. So just remember that. And, of course, all angels are, you know, androgynous anyway. It's just the way that we see them or choose to portray them. So when you're, you know, writing, you really want to get in your spiritual memory, find out what's going on with you, and you want to get your music written, you're writing a book, you can call on Archangel Uriel. Now, some of the angels that, you know, and I want to remind everybody that if you're in the need of abundance, it's like when Lisa called, she's looking, you know, to get her work going and all. And I'm not the best of angel names, and I know them because I've studied them, Bariel, and I know that's not exactly right because I never can, I'm just laughing when I say it, but he is the angel of abundance and healing through humor. And I always say Bariel, just remember, just say angel of abundance, don't worry about all their names. You know, just say the angel of abundance, help me. I need some more, you know, abundance in my life. Help me to feel better. Because folks, abundance is not about money. Abundance is about feeling that emotional energy within ourselves. When we feel good emotionally, we will bring in that abundance. If you're in grief, if you're upset about something, if you're mad, if you're angry, you're not allowing the abundance in as much. And that is why we have to heal from within, start to feel that emotional stability, that love of self, that feeling of love, allow love in for yourself and from others. And that is when your true abundance comes in. And a very dear friend of mine, she and I have seen that for ourselves. She's down in Florida, and she, I don't know if she's listening right now, but Rose and I both have seen that when we are emotionally happier, we tend to do better in our lives just overall because we're emotionally on a much higher ground energetically and, you know, vibrationally. So now, you know, we have angels of nourishment. I mean, there are just, oh, everyone, there are just angels everywhere. I'm telling you. Hayel is the angel of creative art. Muriel is the angel of individual transformation. So let's just say that you're going through a huge shift in your life and you don't know what's really happening. And if there are callers out there, I'm apologizing because I'm not seeing it. So if there's anybody that's trying to get in, I'll let you know, Doug, I'm not seeing that they're trying to call in. So I do apologize if I've missed a call tonight. I really do. You can call me later or go to my website and talk to me. Angel of Individual Transformational is Uriel. We have the Angel of Nature. And, when I had Anna on earlier, I was going to ask her, but, we have St. Francis of Assisi, and she always asks her if she has situations with her cat or with her little kitten. She said that she goes to St. Francis of Assisi, and that angel helps to help her to know what to do with her communication. I'm going to be having her on because she's quite a gifted young lady, and she wants to have her own radio show, and she also wants to help people to understand. She wants to be a pet intuitive. So I will be having her later on in other shows as time goes on to get her some training. And, I'll probably have her call in, too. So we'll maybe take some callers for her. Now, some master teachers that I don't know, I did a reading on someone several months ago, and Pythagoras came in, which was very fascinating. I believe this lady was from Holland. And Pythagoras, we always think of him as the alternative health, innovative schools, also the number, the numerology folks, the sacred aspect of numbers. And he taught at Delphi in Greece and founded a holistic school. So folks, this has been going on a long, long time. He was the first, Pythagoras was the first to view women as equals and taught the feminine quality of God. He was probably the first one that I'm aware of with the androgynous self, acknowledging both the feminine and masculine parts of ourselves. Hermes is the universal, the founder of the systems of healing, and he's also known as Throth. I believe that's how you say that. And he came up with the theory of the seven primary causes of disease. And he's just really also, he said, as above, so below. And I want to discuss that for a moment, because as above, so below, we can only ascend, folks, as far as we're willing to go below. And that is why I became a Rohan therapist, because I know that to be able to look at the shadow side of ourselves and to understand it so that it does not control us anymore is probably one of the greatest gifts I've ever received this life, because we all have shadow sides. Anybody that does not love their shadow side is not loving their true self. And when that's where that metaphysical, airy, fairy stuff comes in, because we're not really looking at the true essence of who we are on this planet Earth. And Hermes is one of the first ones that came out with that understanding that, the deeper you go into yourself, into your true essence, know thyself, the more that you can ascend and get into light more. So those are just some of the Paracelsus was the vibrational healing herbs, flowers, tone, and color. And he is also one of the first ones with the transformational therapy such as Rohan. And I apologize if I'm not saying these correctly, but I just had that southern stuff. It's when I went over to Russia. I had a difficult time being understood because no one could understand my Russian. But anyway, we have just Mel, I call him Mel. He's the keeper of the light, a brotherhood of light, and he was the creation of all the spiritual centers, the founders and the teachers and the healers involved with all the spiritual centers. I mean, I think that's just phenomenal. He was from Egypt, Greece, Mayan, all of those. And, of course, we all know Mother Mary. She is the archetypal image of mankind's future spiritual unfoldment. She symbolizes the birth of Christ consciousness in man. And so many times I see Mother Mary around people, and when I want to do a healing on someone and I cannot be there, but they need healing all the time, I do that for my mother. Mother Mary always stays at her bedside, always, always, always. And then we have Krishna, and I always thought about him as the one that was at the airport with the flowers, but that is not true. I mean, that is just their followers. But the true Krishna was the Eastern philosophy, the Trinity of man, sort of opened up the understanding of reincarnation. So, you know, these are just a few of the masters, but I just want to thank you all this evening. It has been such a fun time to be with you, and I want to welcome you back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. I have a lady named Sally who is going to be on. Regretfully, I don't have all of her information right now. But she, oh, yes, I do. She wrote a book called Erase Negativity. And she is going to be my special guest next week. I'm so excited about that. Her name is Sally Marks. Erase Negativity and Embrace the Magic Within. So I hope that you will listen in. She will be taking calls and we will just have a very good time. The last Tuesday in December, can you believe that we're that close? Lorelei Robbins, who is an internationally known astrologer, is going to be coming on talking about all the different predictions and astrological and, you know, indications for 2011. So I'm excited about that. So I want to thank Anna, my guest this evening, and I want to thank each and everyone. Remember to ask Spirit Now and come to my site at AskSpiritNow.com. I have a special for all of my listeners for $80 for past life regressions and hour-long readings this month. So give me a call, and I will talk to you next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Good night.